We're still in Siman Kuf Tzadik Gimel in the Halachas of Zimun. We are up to Siv Dalid. We'll be doing Dalid and Hay. Shlosha Sheyashu Lechol Uberchu Birkas Hamotzi. Three that sat down to eat and they made a motzi. Afilu Kolechol Ochol Mikikro. Even though each one is eating from his own bread. Vafilu Lo Ochol Adayin Kazayas Pas. And even before someone finishes the first Kazayas, Einom Rashoim Licholek. Since they sat down together to eat, they are not allowed to finish eating. One cannot finish eating earlier and then bench on his own, but there's a chiyuv zimun. The chiyuv zimun is chal as soon as you sit down to eat, even before you had a kazayas. So if one wants to finish early and bench on his own, he couldn't. Sifhei. Gimel shebo mi gimel chabur shel shlosha shlosha bnei adam. So this is a case where you have three people. Each one of them came from a chabura of three. So there were three chaburas of three, and of those three chaburas, one person left, and these three people, each of whom was from a different chabura, now they find themselves together. V'nischabru elu ashlosha. And these three now get together, and they like to bench b'zimun. Im zimnu aleyem bimkomom. If they were already Yotze Zimun, where they came from, if they were Yotze Zimun, where they came from, Kigon, Shifsiku Kolechod Lishnayim, Acha Amru Hazon, that each of those three came from a group of three that did a Zimun, but they were in the middle of eating, the third in each one of them. So all they did was answered. They answered to the Zimun. Since each of them was already Yotze Zimun, Shuv Einam Yecholim Lezamein Afilu Ochlu Acharkach Yachad V'gomru Su'udason. Even though the three now ate together and finished their Suda together, since this is the Gemar of a Suda, where they were already Yotze Zimun, they do not have a second Zimun. V'im lo Zimnu Aleim B'mkoman. What happens if they were not mezamein bimkoman? That means each of these three just walked away from their zimun. The halachi is chayovin lezamein v'einam reshoyim licholek. They have a chi of zimun and they cannot split up. V'afilu lo achlu elu agimel b'yachad mishin eschabru. Even if they didn't eat together, because here you have three individuals, each of whom already has a chi of zimun from a prior chabura. Since the three are together, they now have an opportunity to make that zimun that they're chayev on. So they're not allowed to split up. So the basic rule is, three people that already made zimun, they were already yotze zimun, they cannot make a zimun even by eating together. Whereas, three people that were chayev in zimun and never made a zimun, they can make a zimun together even though they never got themselves a new chayev. Now, what happens if one of them already made a zimun, but the other two didn't, and now they ate together? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, leaves that as a tzarech iyun. Means, can you make a zimun of two people that didn't have, and one that already did, but ate? So this is very lamaisa. What happens if you have somebody that's eating, and with two other people, and they have a zimun, he's still not done eating, they are done eating, so he answered to them, one can answer to two. And now, two other people come over and they eat, and then the three of them finish together, they ate together, they finish together. This is a suffix in the Bir Halacha, whether or not they can make a zimun. Now, there are some practical questions that come up with regard to how this case can be true. In the second situation, we're talking about three individuals, each of whom came from a group of three, a chabura of Gimel, that should have had a zimun but didn't. How were they allowed to leave? How were these three individuals allowed to walk away from their zimun? So the Mishnah Berurah says either because the other ones walked away, they did it wrongly, but say each one of them was sitting with another two, and then one of the other two walked away. Or the halacha is you're allowed to leave a zimun because of onus or hefsid mamon. So that was the case. Now the other problem is we're saying here that the same halacha would apply in the first case where the three of them are getting together. Each of them came from a place that answered a zimun, so they could not have another zimun in their new place, even if they do eat together. In the case where the three of them needed a zimun but didn't have a zimun, So there the halach is they are allowed to make a zimun even though they did not eat together. If they didn't eat, why are they benching here? So it's either talking about that they left their place b'shogeg, with the Rambam Shita, that if you leave b'shogeg, you don't have to come back. We rely on that in a Shas Adchak. And in this case, it's a Shas Adchak because they now have an opportunity to do a Zimun, and if they go back to their initial place, since there's no one there, they're going to be left without a Zimun. The other one is, it could be they did eat, but just they didn't eat together, so there was no new Chi of Zimun. And the Chiddush is that since they had an old Chi of Zimun, that gives them the Chi of today. So what we got out of the entire halacha here is, number one, if you have three people that were already mezamein, they cannot make a new zimun for this suda, even if they eat together. In a case where only one of them did, that's a tzarech iyun. The opposite halacha is if each of these three people was chayiv in zimun, but did not have a zimun, now they get together, there's a chi of zimun, even though they did not eat together, because they have their old chi of zimun that is waiting to be fulfilled.